Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Your New Identity in Christ Jesus, and we're doing part 8 from an 8-part series. We're continuing on with confessions of what the Word of God says to you about who you are and your identity in Christ Jesus. As I've said before, there's a principle in the Bible that you call those things that be not as though they were. We see this in the very beginning when God looked out into darkness in Genesis and said, "Light be." There was nothing there, but when he confessed it, the Holy Spirit took those words and created light and creation. We have been made in the image of God also. We are not God, but we are made in his image, and we create through words. When we confess something long enough, we will have it, whether it's positive or negative. So the principle is what we confess, we'll eventually have. We confess it long enough, we'll believe it, and then we'll become it. In part 7 of this subject, I spoke about the confessions of what God's word says we are about our new identity. I said, in Christ, for an example, I said, in Christ, I am a child of Almighty God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I now want to turn to the 8th part of this subject, where it says, in Christ, I have. In Christ I have the mind of Christ. I have obtained an inheritance. In Christ I have access by the one Spirit unto the Father. In Christ I have overcome the world. In Christ I have everlasting life and will not be condemned. In Christ I have the peace of God, which passes all understanding. In Christ I have received power, power of the Holy Spirit, power to lay hands upon the sick and to see them recover, power to cast out demons, authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. In Christ, hallelujah, my life is hidden with Christ in God. In Christ I have all things are possible to me, because greater is he, Jesus Christ, in me, than he that's in the world. In Christ, I live by and in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In Christ, I walk in Christ Jesus. In Christ, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. I shall do even greater works than Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In Christ, I always triumph. I show forth his praise. I am raised up with Christ and seated in heavenly places. I am beloved of God. I am not moved by what I see, hear, or feel, but I'm moved by the word of God. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed to the image of God by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God and by the washing of water by the word. I rejoice in hope. I have patience in tribulation, and I am diligent in prayer. I will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. I am complete in Christ Jesus. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I am a tither, and God has blessed me beyond that which I can contain. Devil, you have been rebuked, and you will not destroy the fruit of my labours. I will prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. I have compassion and love for all men, for the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. I will rejoice and be joyful always, for the joy of the Lord is my strength, and the Lord is the strength of my life. I will go forward unafraid. I will bless and not curse my neighbour. I will meditate upon the word of God. I will pray without ceasing. I will be led by the Holy Spirit and not my emotions. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels or principalities, things present or things to come, neither height nor depth, or any creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. For I am fully persuaded that God is able to perform that which he has promised. Jesus said unto him, If you believe, all things are possible to you that believeth. And Jesus looking unto them said, With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. As you confess these on a regular basis, and as I've said in part 7, in my Christian maturing process, For the first years, I quoted this almost every day, these scriptures or these parts of scriptures of who I am, what I am in, and what I have in Christ Jesus. That built into me a very strong core, a very strong image in my spirit man that I could operate from and out of. God wants us to build up on the inside of our spirit man the truth of who we are, not what the world says, but what the Word of God says. God wants us strong in our spirit man that we can move forward and bring in the kingdom of God upon the earth. These scriptures, these confessions of faith will help you grow in the things of God that belong to you, and it will help you come into your full identity as a child of Almighty God. But God does not want you to stop at being a child of God. He wants you to grow into maturity to become a spiritual adult, and that means become a son and daughter of God who knows their authority in and through Christ Jesus. I hope these have helped you today. I hope this subject has been good to help you discover and grow in your identity in and through Christ Jesus. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.